Our current interventions is quite substantial in South Sudan. South Sudan, at an organizational level, it's one of the top priority countries. And we have a very competent team in South Sudan on the ground. Our primary interventions, like right now, we have a direct presence in three places. We have a major interventions here at Juba, in Jubek states. And more specifically, we are operating in Lulugu 1 and Lulugu 2 under Kathur Payam and Raja. Here we are running school feeding activities targeting 2,000 children. And it's one of the fascinating activities because it has contributed in a high retention level, high enrollment level for the children in the schools. And most interestingly, this program is also comes with the whole hygiene promotion activities, both for personal hygiene promotion and food hygiene promotions. So it's very interesting to see when you go to the schools, like children are queuing up, washing their hands, taking their foods, and their bright faces. And you will not believe this school feeding activities has contributed significantly in the educational performance of the children. So that's one of the school that we are working, Al Salam School. They have become one of the top 10 schools in Jubek State since the intervention of the program. The other interventions that we are having in Juba is WASH, water, sanitation and hygiene promotion. We are planning to reach 1,500 households with the provisions of toilet, and out of 1,500, we have already reached 250 households.
To just take you back to the issue of the school feeding program, why particular target Lologo area? Was there any interest in those two places?
Actually, we were planning to start the WASH project, WASH interventions in Lulugu area. We had a planned interventions, which we planned beginning of 2017. We developed the whole project. And then, you know, like we had some sort of crisis in the country in the month of June and July. And that economic hardship impacted the communities. And then we realized that you cannot have WASH intervention for the children when children are hungry. So we really need to address that issue. So that was the driving force behind our interventions in Lulugu area with the school feeding program. But the good thing is also, based on the positive outcome, now we have scaled up these interventions in WOW. So that is another major interventions. So where we are reaching, we are planning to reach 3,000 children with the school feeding, and we have already reached 2,000 children. And these children are particularly coming from the schools that are targeting the IDP children, the POC schools, POC 1 schools. And we are also planning to scale it up in other schools. And this also comes with the same modality that we are following at Juba. In addition to that school feeding at WOW, we also have the activities focusing on soap distribution to 20,000 IDP populations. We have drilled more than 20 boreholes at WOW to ensure access to safe drinking water. We have constructed washing platforms both in IDP camps and also at the community level, so that host community can also support the accommodate IDPs and have the secured access to water, drinking water for them as well as the IDP families. On the food nutrition security front, we are promoting grey water tower, which is interesting in the IDP camps. Grey water tower actually use recycled water for vegetable production within a small piece of land.
When you compare your work before crisis, what would you say in regards to some of the efforts being put on ground to bring about change?
I think one of our biggest change is to ensure food and nutritional security. So that is one of the biggest focus, and also the WASH intervention. So now if you see our interventions in Juba, in WOW, and also we have interventions in Maridi. So there is a huge intervention on agriculture, vegetables, crop diversity, technology transfers on seed distribution. In Maridi, we are trying to get the farmers on board to form cooperative, to support them with the value chain system. We are establishing meal for them. So there is a tremendous focus to deal with the food and nutritional security issues. There is a huge emphasis to prevent cholera by promoting WASH intervention. So that's the reason in WOW we are targeting IDPs with the 20,000 IDP population with the direct soap distribution.
When we go back to the aspect of agriculture and food security. How have you seen the change in the community after introducing some of these projects?
Some of the biggest change that you would see in terms of getting maximum out of their effort through the technology transfer. So it's a capacity building process for the farming communities, also for the households who would like to engage. We have seen a more active participation also from women into that process. We have introduced agriculture component like school gardening. So students are getting hands-on training about agriculture. So in Maridi, school gardening is an integral component of our project interventions. So here I want to focus first on capacity building at a school level, at a community level, on improved method, on vegetable production, on different kind of tools and technology, use of tools and technology for high yield. So this is one of the biggest change that you see.